Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. And, you know, we talk a lot of racing on this show, especially when it's one of our own, Hendersonville's own, to be exact. Josh Berry won his very first Cup Series race at Las Vegas this past weekend and joins us now on the program. Josh, we're over the moon for you. We're excited. Congratulations. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's been really fun couple of days here, and you know, obviously such a big win in Las Vegas, so it's pretty exciting times.
And the I think the impressive part of it is you're five races into a new team with the Wood Brothers, and you know, obviously a historic team that we'll talk about. You guys have gelled pretty quickly to already find victory lane.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's been you know, it's been a fun off season going through this, you know, transition to the 21 car. And you know, we spent a lot of time working together over the off season, getting prepared as we could for the start of the season. But you never really know how it's going to work or go until you get out there and do it. And you know, we obviously had a lot of fun at the Clash at Bowman Gray and was able to make the main event. And then you know, you head to the first 5 weeks of the season, we've been in contention, I'd say, you know, three out of the five. And obviously with the win at Las Vegas. So I think it's, so far our performance and just our overall speed that we've had each and every week has definitely exceeded our expectations, and we're excited to keep it going.
So with the Wood Brothers, you know, when you got that opportunity, you know, we talked to you last year, you're taking over the four car for Kevin with SHR, and then that all happens with them. To be able to run for such a historic organization, the longest running team in NASCAR, I mean, can you really put into words how cool that is?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, the Wood Brothers just have such a storied history in the sport, and you know, they've been a part of NASCAR for, you know, 75 years. This is their 75th year, and to, you know, be driving for them with the legacy they've had and the drivers that they've had in this car is obviously been a, you know, amazing opportunity, but you know, really has made it even more yet, you know, meaningful just to be running like we have and to put them in victory lane is such a big deal. I mean, these Cup Series races are so incredibly competitive and hard to win to go out and get one of these, you know, let alone this early in the season is a really cool experience.
We're talking to Josh Berry here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And, Josh, congratulations. Here's how big of a deal it was for my co-host that you won. In the middle of March Madness on Sunday, we get a group text from Chase that says, "Holy blank, Josh Berry just won." So I want to ask you, what was the first text you read when you got to your phone for the congratulations from somebody?
Man, it's hard to say. I had close to 400 of them, I think. So I've been busy in between everything else we've had going on between, you know, different media stuff and, you know, our normal competition meetings and things we do throughout the week to trying to respond to all these texts. I try to respond to each one of them, so I've been busy doing that. You know, something that comes to mind is, you know, whenever we were in victory lane there, I FaceTimed Dale Jr. and spoke with him briefly because I know how excited he was for that moment. And he's had such a, you know, just been such an important part of my life. And, you know, I wanted to speak with him quickly. We didn't really talk a whole lot. We're just, you know, just wanted to, you know, talk to him for a minute. And, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
When you pulled away from Daniel Suarez, at what moment did you realize you're going to win? What was it, when you crossed the checkered the line, or was it when you're in, you know, winner's circle? When was it you realized, I've won this? When did it hit you?
Well, I mean, the battle with Daniel was, you know, was intense, right? It was a, you know, heck of a battle there to get the lead that late in the race. And, you know, you're hanging it all, giving it everything you got in those moments to try to get out front and get control of the race. And once we were able to do that and we built a little bit of a gap, you know, things kind of slowed down a little bit, I guess, from the driver's seat, and you know, the laps just kind of start to click off. But I think as a driver, to me, you know, the big thing is once you take the white flag, you know, the next flag ends it right at that point. So, you know, really up until the white flag, you're just hoping it stays green, right? Cause you're in control of the race. You have a gap, you're managing that gap. You're in a good spot. And once you get the white, and basically you realize at that point that, you know, as long as the car stays together this final lap and the tires keep some air in them and the engine stays running,
right,
that you're going to come around in the checkered and win your first race, and that's a pretty good feeling.
Does your career, this is kind of a weird question, but does your career to this point kind of flash in front of your face, like being here in Nashville, meeting Dell Jr., getting the ride, you know, going to Daytona, all that? Does it all come like in a half a second to where you started to where you are now?
You know, I feel like the last 5 or 6 years have most definitely felt that way. If you look at, you know, now we're in 2025. In 2020, I was racing a late model stock for Junior Motorsports, and we're racing at all these short tracks in North Carolina and Virginia. And we ultimately that year ended up winning the Weekly Series National Championship. And really at that point in my life, I had, really accepted that I was probably going to be a career short track racer. And that's where my head was at. And then, you know, obviously get the opportunity in the Xfinity Series, and that kind of changed, you know, that changes your mindset to just trying to fight and continue that opportunity. And thankfully I was able to do that. And then you find yourself in, you know, before you know it, you're in the Cup Series. And the Cup Series is such a great challenge. I mean, it's just, you know, it's hard to even put into words how difficult and competitive the Cup Series is. I mean, you got 36 of the best drivers in the world, you know, fighting for these spots week in and week out. And it's just incredibly competitive. And to make it to that point and be competitive and then win a race is a big deal.
We're talking to Josh Berry, Hendersonville Zone, the winner at Las Vegas and driver of the number 21 Wood Brothers Ford. You know, a lot of people know this, that the Wood Brothers, you have the alliance with Team Penske. How beneficial is that to be able to, you know, kind of use that and obviously kind of look at, you know, Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano and Austin Cindric is sort of your teammates as you all kind of are under this umbrella? How beneficial has that been?
Yeah, no, it's a huge part of our program. Obviously, Team Penske and the alliance that we have with them and everyone is at Ford, obviously, as well, is a huge part of the program with the 21 car. And to me, that was one of the things that made it, you know, such a good opportunity for me, was to, be able to work somewhat alongside, you know, Ryan and Joey and Austin and those at Team Penske. And, you know, to me, I think that was important, for me to grow as a driver, to find myself in that environment. And I think it's been really well so far. I think, you know, being around those guys has been a big help for me. And obviously, we've prepared some fast race cars and brought them to the racetrack, which is, you know, the most important part of all this process. But, you know, I think for me, I'm in the position where I'm just going to continue to grow and get better as a driver and learn more and more from these guys. And it makes it really exciting for the future.
So how much do you look at it now that you got the win and with the way the playoffs work, that obviously helps your positioning when it comes to the playoffs? Does that allow you to be in some moments where maybe you're going to take a few more risks that you wouldn't before now that you got the win?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, it's obviously a great position to be in. And, in the Cup Series, it's, you know, like I said a second ago, I mean, it's so competitive. And really every team in the garage starts the season, and a lot of them, you know, your goal is to just make the playoffs. And that's a steep goal a lot of times to be able to accomplish that. So to be able to lock ourselves in the playoff this early by winning a race is a big deal. It takes a weight off our shoulders of that we've accomplished that goal that we set out. And I think it allows us to kind of just go through the next few months and, you know, just focus on improving and getting better and continuing to work with each other. Obviously we want to, you know, continue to run well and keep that momentum going. And with a lot of good racetracks coming up, I feel like for me, I think, you know, if we keep doing the right things like we have been, we'll find ourselves an opportunity to win another one of these things. And, you know, I think that's definitely possible.
Josh, if you were to come to Hendersonville today with the Pennzoil 400 trophy, what's your go-to spot in Hendersonville you'd go celebrate that Chase and I could come stalk you?
Man, I don't even know. It's hard to say. I get back there once or twice a year. I'm not exactly sure where I would take it, to be completely honest, but, you know, it's a lot of fun going there. You know, one that comes to mind is always the National Fairgrounds, man. And that place means so much to me. I finally got the opportunity to race there last summer and in the pro late model race there right before the Cup race. hope to do that again this year. It's always fun going back there and seeing a lot of people that you haven't seen in years.
Possibly, could we do donuts in the Volunteer State Bank parking lot where you worked? Can we do that?
Potentially. I don't know how much they would like that. But it's been a while since I've been there. But the last time I stopped there a few years ago, there was a lot of people there that I worked with still working there. So that'd be pretty funny.
Oh, what a great story, man. That's so cool.
Well, and I love, a lot of people will say Hendersonville, Taylor Swift, but I always point out that we got a couple of race car drivers and Josh Berry and Joseph Newgarden from Hendersonville. So that's always fun. Did you and Joseph know each other at all?
Yeah, so actually we did, and we actually shared a handful of classes in middle school. We both went to Ellis Middle School there in Hendersonville for a couple of years, and actually pretty recently, probably a month ago now, Joseph and I, we met back up there, and we were doing some work for one of our partners, which was PPG, that we share between the two of us, and we actually went back to Ellis Middle School. And spoke to some students there, which was a lot of fun. And the students and some of the faculty there, they had the yearbooks, they had our pictures and everything, which nice. was a little embarrassing on my part, maybe a little bit more normal for him, but yeah, we went back there to see that, and that was a really fun moment, and it was really cool to get back there and do that.
That is awesome. We need to get Joseph in a stock car at some point. He's kind of said, like, when the IndyCar stuff wraps up, he'd look at it. But I think it'd be fun to see him out there with you guys.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. He's, obviously, if you win the Indy 500 a couple of times, you're obviously a tremendous driver on the ovals. So I think he would, without a doubt, take to it really fast.
No doubt. Josh, thanks so much for doing this, my man. Good luck this weekend in Homestead. And once again, congratulations. We're all proud of you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That's race car driver Josh Berry, driver of the number 21 for the Wood Brothers, joining us here on the show. We'll have more coming. Chasing Big Joe on a Wednesday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.